New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Marad Speaks, Block Talk Radio. I'm Elihu Bey. We are waiting on Imam Marad Muhammad to come to the studio. He's running a little late. What we would like to do at this particular time is give you a rundown on the radio program on today. Tuesday would be Imam Marad Muhammad. On Wednesday and Thursday, Elihu Bey. And Friday, Imam Musa Muslim Abui, who is our technician, and we like to, at this particular time, give him a lot of kudos for the work that he's doing on this radio program. And on Saturday, we have Sister Salima Omar. And on Sundays, we have Dr. O. So we all have different topics. My topic on Wednesdays and Thursdays is the Tafsir of Imam Waqi Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. And on Fridays, Imam Musa actually does the Juma from the military base. And Sister Salima Omar, I think her program has a lot to do with the relationship with family and how to care for your siblings and your offspring during a time of need. I really wasn't prepared to go on the air this evening. And I just got a call to pull in for Imam Marad Muhammad. But I will share with you what we're going to deal with on Wednesday at 7 p.m., where we at in the Tafsir of Imam Waqi Muhammad. So Genesis 11, 1-7, one language, Babel. Don't think of yourself as a physical creation, because you are before the physical creation. The physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces minerals, plants, and flesh. The earth produces your flesh so that you would have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we are formed, right, according to the Holy Quran and Bible, but we went off from that right way of thinking and begin thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. So once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens is a new language. So Genesis 11, 1-7. One second. The Holy Quran and the Bible says that once a people were one people and their language was one language. What does this mean? It means that once the bad truth come into them, once their society, their community, was filled with the language of truth. It was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened, and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of graphic creation. When the word of the graphic went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person in that vessel. So Jesus said that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we could take the time, we can show you and bring to you and agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words and language. Word brings message to the mind. So what do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call these words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. These numbers are seen as words even in the wisdom of the verse and of the wise of this world. A world is that which brings a message to your mind. So everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. So you don't call these words, but they are words. What you're doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open, and the baby sees something when the eyes are open. Without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. So the image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming in the body. So the book you read, the language of your parents, the talk you hear in the home, the words you heard in the street, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things that you look at and didn't think about are words. All these things have acted as words. Go into your mind, form you, and they are forming you for as long as you live in the world. The process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. So if you don't want yourself to be created in ill, we bid ugly and disease form, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises is due to Allah. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, create you in womb of mother. Mother equals community. Say he created you in the womb of your mother. And the woman is put away in five wraps. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. You know what we are talking about is community life and what gives form or structure again to community life, the application of the five senses directed, guided, and protected by God. You ain't going to get it up there. You're going to have to dukkan again if you just keep looking up there. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, shaped in the womb of mother. The Quran, Surah 64, Ayah 3, made Surah picture features. So the human picture identity and the shaping, there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother, said, and he is the one who made our Surah singular. Here God uses our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God says that he made that picture most excellent, the human picture that God created. First God made human, then he made white, black, red, yellow, male, female, all these, all this you see. So the human picture is the truest picture for all the different races. So if the mother is not original, the child will be artificial. He will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. I'm trying to get situated here on a short notice. So if you would devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, intellect to God with complete submission, God will bring the genes of your body containing that orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children. And your children will grow to bigger dimensions. So the Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in the womb of your mother. He gives us these distinctions, distinct pictures. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. He says, that means here on earth, he gives us these pictures that distinguishes us one from another. And God says, the more honorable of you, say he. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb as pleases. So we have many pictures because God says we are given our picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. In our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother, that's the physical picture, right? All of us got our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is formed there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in the mother, and she is a factory that turns out the beautiful child. So if you look in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is the one God made that we all have the same. It doesn't look different from any of us. It's all the same for all of us. And that human being in his excellent condition that God wants us in, the human being in the excellent condition that God wants him in, is the common picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on these separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problem. Fetus in womb is pure as spirit. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah creates you in the womb as he pleases. Hadith. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Psalms 51:5. Original sin conceived in the womb. Behold, I was shapen. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So life is premortal in the unborn or spirit and purity. The unborn child, pure and head of spirit, and don't think that the spirit ain't in the child. The child is in the mother, and the spirit is in the child already. Receives another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life is conceived in the womb, the life has spirit. The spirit is the first life. So the life has spirit and has purity. And a sign of this purity is that when the baby is born, science only could tell us this, it has about 6 months immunity to most diseases. That will get us 6 months immunity. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. A life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. So we want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to express to you what I have extracted from Revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. So life is acquiring knowledge. If you're not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. So you are not rationally curious. You're dead. To which the prophet and messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So what is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that's in the cradle, seek knowledge? That's not for the baby in the cradle. That's for us. That's to tell us that God has created you from the time that you were delivered from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. That's what that wants to know. And have seen that in the newborn infant, once the eyes open up, you can see them looking at you with a curiosity. The first sign of life in the mind is curiosity, wanting to know. So God created us to know. The prophet prayers and the peace be upon him said that, and in his expression is a reference to a definition of human life given for this time before the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him time in Holy Scripture. To understand this, the whole human body is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity and our mental needs. So the mouth is for intake, food, whatever, water, thirst, taste to distinguish and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested, and preparation, chewing and whatever. Chewing and the acid in the mouth helps prepare the food to go down to the throat, to be taken down into the stomach. For future preparation, the digestion, so that it could be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to all parts of the body, even your hair is fed by your blood. Go to any hair specialist, pardon me, you know, people who treat diseases of the hair, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow, doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. So blood has to come up to the skin for the hair to be healthy. That's why it's good to stand on your head, brother. When you're exercising and you know how to stand, you know how to stand, on your head, brother. So when you're exercising and you know how to stand, or your head weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. Okay, we're waiting for Imam Arab Muhammad to come on. So I'm going to go off, and he will be right with you. Stay tuned.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. And this is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on your radio, Block Talk Radio. On the behalf of New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, bring you these telecasts on your radio every day of the week at 7 p.m. Tuesday evening to 9 p.m., I will try to say something to the right. It gives me great privilege, and surely I am highly honored to be able to speak to you there in Radio Land, and hopefully that I can stimulate your intellect, because the intellect is so confused, so mixed up, and my golly, it is tired. However, we have a soul and we have a spirit, and that doesn't die unless you die a death while you're living. Yes, did you know that? That if you die a death while you're living, that you will not move on into the hereafter, because your spirit and your soul will die with you. So therefore, God wants us to live in this society and want us to deal with the obstacles in this society. For God says, first come difficulties and then comes ease. And we believe without a shadow of a doubt in our understanding of Scripture, not just our understanding of the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran is all of Scripture, but it is written in the Injil, which we refer to as the Bible, and is written in the Torah that our Jewish brothers read. The Word of God didn't just begin. The Word of God has no beginning, nor do it have an ending. But the beginning of your understanding is how you see God. So if you're just learning, you're beginning. And that wisdom does not end. For you cannot learn all the wisdom of God in this society. Why? Because there's no ending in God's will. So why would he kill you off and not allow you to see him for his true self? Oh, brothers and sisters, you cannot see him, but you should act like you see him. But understand, he can see you. He sees everything you do. I don't care in a fraction of a second. He can see it. He can see what you do day and night. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters, he knows what you're going to do before you do it. Yes, he's the controller of everything in the universe. And this is one thing we're going to try to instill in you. And hopefully we can motivate you and give you that initiative and want something out of life. Because that's the problem we have. We believe that time is up. And you don't have no control whether you're going to die. You have no control whether you're going to live. Because it's the will of God that put you in that womb. It's the will of God that allowed the female to have that child. For we men believe it's our sperm, it's our seed. But who created that sperm? Who created that seed? And hopefully today we can make you understand that you do not make babies. You make whoopee, but you don't make babies. Only God wills children in this world. And anything that God wills is right and exact. Can nobody duplicate it? Oh, man's been trying. And it's okay. That's how his learning is advancing. He's trying, but you will never, ever duplicate the will of God. And so on Tuesday evening, I put on my imam's hat and I speak about Scripture, and I ask Allah to give me these words to say something to the right. I ask God to govern my tongue. I ask God to allow me to go into my hard drive. Yes, I have a hard drive. Do you think man created hard drives? You believe that man created computers? Yeah, the physical computer, he did. But where did he get it from? If you would study the will of God, everything that comes out of our mouth is because God allows you to speak and to act and to create. He gave you that will. But knowledge is discovered. You don't create it. Because knowledge has been here before we even thought of it. God gives that individual that opportunity to discover that which he has created. And your job is to learn it and give it back. But some people don't want to give it back. You got wealthy people that does not want to give it back. You got selfish people that doesn't want to give it back. Yes, you got egotistic people that wants to hold it for themselves. But that's not what God asks us to do. He says, study my creation. And if, in fact, you will study God's creation, you will grasp the understanding that God wants to elevate your intellectual mind. Oh, there's nothing wrong with your soul. And there's nothing wrong with your spirit. And definitely nothing is wrong with the nature of what you've been created. And that's the problem we have. We don't understand why we was created. We don't understand what is our purpose in this life. And we definitely don't understand where we're going. Well, my job on Tuesday, with the mercy of God, to give you some type of logic that you can start thinking about why things happen every day. But if you're just listening, or you stuck on stupid and doesn't want to change, I can't help you. But if you're confused, I can allow you. But you must take that step. That's what God says. You take a step, and he will take two. God bless the child that has his own. If you don't help yourself, God will not help you. That's how perfect he has created his human being. And once we understand why we are created and what our purpose here on this earth is, then we will be able to get to our destiny. Because if you're waiting on man to tell you, Satan can confuse us immediately. I can say something to the right a second ago, and you will forget it as we're speaking now. That's how good Satan is. He can't control you, brothers and sisters. No, he doesn't have that ability to control you. Only Allah wills whatever happens. But he can deceive you. He can trick you. He can con you. Oh, my God. Can he not make you be other than who you are? Yes, but that's your choice. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, glorifies his name, gave you ability to make that judgment. Yes, we want to talk about the judgment that God has given to you, and you don't recognize the reason why God gives you a judgment. So this world is confused. This world is mixed up. But it's a coward. It's a chump that want to duck this world and not go through the trials and error that Allah, which means the God, asks us to do. First comes difficulty, and then comes ease. While this broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, and we on every week, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, that we bring you these broadcasts. And we speak about how you can incorporate that which you read. For we are versatile. Because there's things you have to do in life. Oh, we can go to church. We can go to the synagogue. And we can go to the masjid. But you're just hearing words. Words make a people. But you have to act upon those words. You see, we as a human being can only plant the seed, but we can't cultivate it. You have to cultivate the seed. You ever take a little seed, put it in the palm of your hand, and you see how light it is if you just blow on it, it'll blow away, but put it in triple darkness. Put it in triple darkness, and then cultivate that seed, water it, make sure it's got plenty of water, and watch it grow. It doesn't grow right away, but it will grow. Well, the plant is so a mirror of us as a human being. Study that plant, and you will see your life. Everything in God's creation, he shows that's in you. For God says, I don't say it, scripture, that everything that's created in creation is in you. Yes, this is why it's easy for man to come up with certain names. We name everything. For in our father's time, I'm talking about our original father, Adam, when he was created, he was asked the question, what is the angel's name? He named every one of them. Of course, the angels didn't know. Say, oh, Lord, we only know what you taught us. But here come one that he breathed into some of his spirit. Keep in mind, Satan did not want to bow to us because Satan said, I'm not bowing to mud and dirt. Did you know you was made out of dirt? I know you don't know that. You hear the preacher say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. He got it right. Because that's what we go back to, the earth in which we have come from. For how is it that you don't use your logic and to understand that the angels was not created by the earth, but the angel was created by light? Now, the first thing come to your mind is several lights. You in the dark, you turn the light on. It's night, but here comes the day. The light comes on. The sun lights up the earth. The stars light up the night. Lightning, it can destroy you. It also can warn you. Here come rain. The light of understanding. All these lights have a great meaning to it. So the angels create out of light. So it makes it not a human being, but a creature. But then there was a second creature in heaven. And that creature in heaven, brothers and sisters, was called a jinn. Now, they don't teach you this. You can't go to the church and learn this because in their mind, what they're taught, now you got two types of preachers now. I'm not talking about the reverend, the pastor, the bishop, put them all together. They are preachers that will identify all that I'm talking about. You got one that preached for his own self-gratification, and he didn't get that far of learning. So he can't teach you the jinn because he doesn't know the jinn. And then those who do know won't teach you because to them you unintelligent. Oh, you got a social degree. You got a bachelor's degree. How about a master? How about a PhD? You're too unintelligent for him to teach that. So in his mind, don't give them that because they'll be confused. And so you cannot give them anything that will confuse them because if you confuse them, they wouldn't know how to continue in life. So let's stick with the basis. But there was a jinn. And that jinn was the second creation of God. He was a creature. Who is this jinn? You ever ask yourself, who is this jinn? You heard the word, I'm not quite sure, that sometimes if you read part of scripture, we'll talk about the jinn. Some of you call him Lucifer, Satan, Iblis, Iblis, whatever you want to refer to them, there was jinns, plural. But those creatures was created out of smokeless fire. Smokeless fire. Here we go again, another name that man uses. Fire burns. Stick your hand in it. Fire can heat your house up. Fire can burn your house down. Fire can purify. In the military, they use a phrase, did he come through the fire? Meaning, did he come through the ranks? Was he bona fide to be here? But if there's a fire, when you come back, you see all this soot. You know, we don't want to touch it. Because it's the after effect. But this creature was created out of smokeless fire. Ah, he's a bad man. No, I take that back. I didn't mean to say man. He's not a man. He's a creature and didn't reach the level of being a human being. But let's deal with this creature. This creature called Jinn was in heaven. King, or the head of the Jinn, used to come up and down from the atmosphere, go down to the earth and back up. He has that ability. So did you not know that the Jinn was on earth? But he was created. And when this great mastermind of the angels, because some scripture refers to him as the chief angel, and the chief angel was able to talk to all of the angels. Oh, they was fascinated over him. You know why? Because the angels don't rationalize. The jinn does. So they was fascinated over him. Until one day he came up to the earth and he said, what is that? And he saw this hollow clay. And the chief angel, some of you call him Jabir, some of you call him Gabriel, same thing. He said, that's God's new creation. He said, God's new creation? Yes, that's God's new creation. So he went through the mouth of that statue that God was creating and came out the other end. He said, that hollow clay? Angel said, God knows, and he's the best knower. But it says that the jinn asked God, why would you create another creature to create more mystery and bloodshed in the land? So in order for him to say that, it must have been bloodshed before we was created and mystery in the land. And God said, I know what you know and know what you know not. But the book goes on and makes you to believe that was the angels questioning God, because they used the word angel. Not in the Holy Quran, not in Arabia, but as the closest they can get to letting you understand a language you never heard of or no other human being. So they said it was an angel. But Allah knows that he has created us with so much intelligence, it's nothing you cannot figure out if you're obedient to God. And that's one thing we want to talk about today. But this creature in heaven says to God, I'm not bowing down to no mud and dirt. And God says, I don't need you to bow down to the earth that I brought up to heaven. And the clay, and they call it clay, they call it dust, they call it dirt. All that does make sense. But in the Holy Quran, it says that Allah gathered the earth, the dust. You can't just make nothing out of dust, but he made it rain. So when we was in children, we used to mold things. Out of what? Clay. And if it wasn't right, we mold it some more. If we didn't like it, we can mold it again. But once it comes hard, you can't do nothing with it. So I go for the word clay. We was clay. Clay gives you the intelligence to understand somebody is shaping that. But who is shaping it? God. So Iblis, that was his name, said, when God asked him, bow down to my new creation. Meaning make sajda prayer. You know, we the Muslims, we go all the way down on our forehead. Forehead is on the earth. Today is on the wooden floor, the concrete floor, the tile floor, or the rug. It's still on the earth. And that's another reason, another story for that. But we're on the earth with our palms flattened by our ears. Yes. And our knees is hitting the ground and our toes are bent. Now, only thing I can tell you is take a look at that baby in that womb. Because today you can see it. And it's in that prostration position. So when we make our salat, meaning prayer, we go back down the way we was created in the womb. So you all know why we go all the way down to the floor. However, he said to the angels, bow down to my new creation. And the angels hesitated. Now that puzzled me. The angels hesitated? Well, that can't be. Because they do the will of God. So Iblis said he was not bowing. And God says, wait till I breathe into them some of my spirit. Did you know you got the spirit of God in you? Oh, I know. You're looking for your daddy. Whether he's Indian, or African, American, or Latino, or Caucasian, or Kuta Kinte. You're looking for your daddy. But they don't want you to see your original daddy. You all, with all this education, all this knowledge, and the preacher preaching to you, and the imam preaching to you, and the rabbi preaching to you, you have no clue who your daddy is. Oh, don't fault me. And don't fault 1,500,000,000 Muslims in the world that studies. I said those who study communication to man was ikra, read. So if you ain't reading, brothers and sisters, you will never see this. But I'm going to make an attempt today with my good intentions to try to enlighten you. Now, the good thing about what I'm doing, why I enjoy doing it, because even if you don't get it, I get the reward for my good intentions. Now, I know a lot of people preaching, but you don't know. A whole lot of them don't have good intentions. So it might sound good to us. It might look good to us, but you will be punished for bad intentions. So God says all in Scripture is not to act, but I give you the will. Nothing can come to fruition unless I will it, but have good intentions. Okay, Murad, can you see me tomorrow? Yes, I can see you tomorrow, inshallah. I made the commitment, but I also said, if it pleases God. Well, we don't say that much, because we just think tomorrow's coming. But nothing happens. Not a leaf falls from the tree without his will. So when we are knowledgeable of that, we say, inshallah. Now, you got some radicals. Yeah, brother, I'm going to do this for you, inshallah. I'm going to do that for you, inshallah. I'm going to do that for you, inshallah. Well, he's too much to the right. He's subtle in his understanding of understanding that you don't have to be stuck on being subtle. You're supposed to be straight down the middle, not too much to the right, and surely no way to the left. You got to be balanced, brother. So Allah knows you mean inshallah. You say it one time, maybe two, but not every word. So But the point is, nothing happens unless God wills it. So the angel said, why, Lord? Now, they didn't say that out their mouth. I'm using our language to give you a picture. He said, tell me your names, angels. Oh, Lord, I can't tell you what you didn't teach us. Adam, tell them their names. And Adam began to tell their names. So the scripture says that the angels bowed when they heard that. You know, that's amazing. Today, if that baby came out of the womb of your wife, brother, and the uncles are there, and the aunts are there, and you are there with the grandmothers, and the baby come out and call all y'all by your name, well, brother, y'all run like hell. Because you would think, that ain't no human being. That's my sense of humor. But it gives you a picture. Tell them their names, Adam. And Adam began to tell the angels their names. They bowed. See, they trust Allah. They didn't run. They bowed. Everybody but Iblis, the jinn. So the book says in the Bible that an angel fell from heaven. Some use the word a star fell from heaven. The word an angel is totally wrong. Someone was not intelligent, or they wanted to trick you and tell you that an angel fell from heaven. And most of y'all believe that. But another writer said a star. Now, I'll go for that. Because in our lifetime, being a jinn is a star. He wasn't no fly by night. So, okay, I'll accept his saying, a star. Surely was not an angel. Why was it not an angel, Marat? Because if an angel fell from heaven, then that means God is not the Lord of all the world, because he makes no mistakes. So who is this creature up there? And what is why they told the angels and he hesitated? Well, the way I can point this picture to you, just think about it. Most of you have married, and you've been with your wife at least 20 years. Because they say 5 years, you might make it. 10 years, you pretty much got it going on. 20 years, you set for life. Exception to the rule, you lose your wife. But 20 years, boy, you solid. I say, brother, how your wife doing? Oh, she's an angel. 5 years, how your wife doing? Oh, she's an angel. 20 years, she's an angel. How about 30? She's an angel. Well, why did you call your wife an angel? Because in reality, she can't be an angel. But it fits. Darling, are you tired? Just make your ablution, make your prayer. I got your food all ready for you. Thank you, dear. I'm going to take the plates off the table. Thank you, dear. Go rest, watch TV, read. I will not disturb you. Thank you, dear. Darling, when you're coming home, I may be home late. Well, I'll be worried until you get here. You walk through the door 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I ran your bath. It might be a little chilly, but I'm a little tired, but I feel good that you're home. Thank you, dear. You don't come home for 2 days, whatever you may be doing. When you come home, oh, it's so pleasing to see you walk through that door. Thank you, dear. Hey, man, how your wife doing? Oh, she's an angel. And then one day she comes in that house. And when she comes in that house, there's a strange woman in that house. And she say, darling, who is this young lady? Well, I made her my wife. You did what? I made her my wife. Now, she walks in the kitchen. This angel, you know she's going to say something pleasing. And all of a sudden, here come the knife flying through the air at your head. He grabbed the hammer and tried to get you. And you and the wife that you call your second wife is running out the house. You scared to go home. And the guy say to you, hey, man, how you doing? I'm all right. I guess I'm all right. How your wife doing, man? She's a devil. So the picture is that those were jinns acting like angels in heaven. Oh, they had nothing to be jealous of. They was in heaven. What are you going to be jealous in heaven? So the angel got along with the jinn, and the jinn got along with the angels. Until God brought up that earth. And the angels never questioned God. Jinn couldn't believe that there was going to be a third creation. So, old Iblis says, I refuse to bow to mud, dirt, and clay after you created me out of smokeless fire. And I'm going to bow to that? Allah said, get out of my heaven. Oh, there go that fallen star, that fallen angel, you thought. Get out of heaven. If you come back up here, I'll burn you in the atmosphere. I mean, he can't even come back up into paradise. He said, oh Allah, oh be God, oh my Lord, allow me to prove to you they will not be worthy of you. You have given them too much, Lord. For I've come from their left and their right. I've come from their back, crisscross them in the front, and prove to you they will not obey you. And God said, okay, Iblis, I'm going to give you that permission. Lord, allow me to exist to the final day of judgment. He said, all right. He said, you will not be able to trick my obedient servants. And all those who follow you, this is scripture now, all those who follow you, I'm going to put all of you in the hellfire. So right away, it kills that myth that the devil's down in fire, that the devil's down in the earth with a pitchfork and look like fire. Because God said, they're going to put the devil and all you who follow the devil in the hellfire. Now it should make you think. So, who is this devil? Did you know that the devil serves God greater than you and I? Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. He's been here longer than us. And look all the good he put in before we was created. You think God is such a forgetful God that he will punish him because he made that choice? But then why did he give him to the final day of judgment? To prove to you and I if we're worthy. How you going to prove it if you don't go through the trial? So he prays like us. He worships his Lord. So he's no enemy to God. Get that out your mind, preacher. Telling them people that the devil is a match for God. When he say being and is, he can race us all from the planet Earth with a blink of the eye. So it's unintelligent for you to believe that. But come on this radio show on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and you will hear Friday and Saturday and Sunday, you will hear the truth of things that have conned you and tricked you. And that's what we want to talk about, because you don't have no excuse, because God asked you to read. And we're going to talk about what you are going to read. So let's go a little further. So now the angel has got a job to do. He's a con us and trick us and deceive us. But he has no power. God did not give him any power, brothers and sisters. You and your mind believe that we are supposed to submit to Satan because he's a devil. But it goes on to say, when Allah, all of those jinns to get out of heaven. But let's look at it when he told them. So he put Adam and Eve in the garden. In the garden. So keep in mind, don't let nobody tell you Eve wasn't there when Allah breathed into that mold some of his spirit. Because let's deal with simple common sense. Because one thing we have that man didn't give us is common sense. Common sense was given to the human being in the earth. In the earth, common sense was given to the human being. Before he breathed into us, it was in the earth. God didn't need us to come out of that earth, and he didn't put his spirit in the earth. Now, how do you know that, Marat? It says in the Holy Quran, in the Arabic. Keep in mind, the Holy Quran is not Arabic. Something the imams don't tell you. Not all of them now. Some of them, we are student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and if we his student, we're going to educate you. Because why? He educated us. So the earth, he said, I'm going to create a khalifa in the earth. In the earth. So we come out as a khalifa. But we don't have knowledge of we the khalifa yet. He had to build our intellectual mind to know what is a khalifa. So Adam was the first prophet of God, and Adam was the first khalifa. But now he's in the garden, and he's the guardian of the garden. And God says, stay away from that tree. But keep in mind, brothers and sisters, when they say tree, you look at the tree now. But what tree was in heaven? Well, a tree gives life. You know how it grows. It grows within first. It branches out in the earth. And then it springs up. But in order for it to get oxygen, it's got to have arms. That's the branches. But the branches is not going to live for umpteen years unless they grow leaves. What is the leaf? The leaf is the oxygen for the tree to stay alive. Look at God's creation. And that's just a tree. But tree in scripture refers to what? Knowledge. Knowledge. Don't eat from that tree, Adam. And why apple? Why didn't they say plum? Why did they say apple? Don't bite that apple. Hey, man, if I hit you in your Adam's apple, whoa! Who named it Adam's apple? You talk about your daddy and don't even know it. Allah gives it to you. Every day, your daddy right there, your Adam. But your apple, apple is food, brothers and sisters. It's something that tastes sweet when you eat it. So here comes Iblis. Iblis come and whisper into his ear. Oh, what is he whispering? Knowledge. and they call him a snake. You know, a snake don't have no legs. A snake don't have no feet. So they refer to him as a snake. You know, when they draw the picture like you in kindergarten and they have a snake going around, and they say, oh, that's the serpent. But you're going to be shocked when you find out who that djinn is. So now here comes that snake. What? How do a snake move? You ever watch a snake? Swiftly. But he crawls. He crawls. That's your passion. That's your emotions. Just like she threw that knife, and just like she would shoot him, just like you would kill somebody, that's the passion, like a snake. It moves swiftly. God didn't create us to move on impulse, on emotions, because emotions take you out of here. So it moves like a snake. Okay, so we use the snake. He whispered in his ear. Adam, you want to please God? You don't need God to tell you how to do that, Adam. Just do it. And Adam listened, took food from the tree, the apple. He bit into it. He bit into what? That knowledge. And he swallowed it. You know the word, I hooked them sinker. Yeah, they say it when you hook a better person. He swallowed it. You know, when you go catch a fish, now that I bring it up, if you throw that hook in there, you ain't getting no fish. Put a worm on there and then throw it in there. You just got them. That fish. Because why? When you pull them up, you're going to eat them. So he hooked Adam. Adam bit that worm, that apple. And he didn't obey God. But God said, I told you not to eat that apple. Meaning, I told you all not to listen to Satan. So now get out of heaven. Yes, God kicked Adam and Eve out of heaven. So the Christians say he cursed the world. Isn't that amazing? That there was a creature here before us, but our daddy cursed the world. Well, Satan made you to believe that because if your daddy was a child molester, you don't want to know him. More or less cursed the world. So see how he faked out all of you? Y'all went for it. Oh, I wish I could think of the word. Hook and sinker. He hooked you. You bit from the wrong tree. Who fed you that information? Oh, you all messed up. And you see, I'm the manifestation of a successful man in a world that you call Satan's world. And I did not fall victim. Why? Because when you are serving God and you do everything with God's name, can't nobody get you, brothers and sisters. They can't trick you. They can't con. Now we are Adam. Adam didn't curse the world. He slipped. Because we ain't perfect. That's all Adam asked y'all to do. What? Repent. That's what Adam, they didn't tell us that. That Adam repented. Came back to the reality that, oh Lord, my God, forgive me, Lord. I bear witness that there's only but one God. And Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. Whoa, how did he know that? He said it was written on the wings of the angels. So he knew his son, Muhammad, would be created. And Allah forgave him. So what do? We take Shahadatain. we take Shahada Tain. Did you know the first one that took Shahada Tain was Adam? He bear witness that there is only but one God. But he didn't have to say he bear witness that Muhammad was the seal of the prophet. He took Shahada. Because Muhammad the prophet didn't come until 1400 years ago. He didn't exist, but he saw the name. He said, Ashadu laha illallah. There's only but one God, and Allah forgave him. And that's all God asks you to do. I don't care what you did yesterday. Beg God for forgiveness. And he's all merciful and merciful God. He will give you your forgiveness. So now they tell you that when Adam and Eve was up there, they took a fig tree and hide their privacy. Here we go now with a leaf, a fig leaf. Fig leaf, they call it. But brothers, you men, get butt naked. Go outside your door. And if someone throw rocks at you, the thing you would do is grab your private. Comes natural. You will cover your shame. So why? So you don't get harmed and you can't produce. So why didn't he grab just a leaf? Why it had to be a fig leaf? Because a fig has many seeds. Many seeds. It multiplies. So they named it fig leaf. And you really think that's what it was, that he took a leaf and covered his shame because he woke up and realized he was naked. Well, you're naked because you don't know the truth. Clothe yourself. You got men walking around here with all bunch of clothes on, and women running around with all bunch of clothes on because God said, cover your shame. But then your morals ain't no good. So what shame is God talking about? The physical clothing that God, that man made? You see the physical, brother, how you get hung up? They only giving you a picture so you can begin to read and you can begin to study. So God told them to get out of the earth and put the jinn in us. Whoa, the jinn is in us, Lord. The jinn is in you. He's right there. When you came out of paradise, you were sent down to the earth with the jinn in you. Now, how do we know that to be a fact? Because when you read, and the companion said to Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, he said, oh, Muhammad, is the jinn in you? He said, yes, the jinn is in me. But I made my jinn Muslim. There it go again. You have the right to make that jinn Muslim. What do it mean, submit to the will of Allah? So you looking around for the devil, he's right there in you. You the devil. You move like that snake. All of a sudden you at peace. Cause you saw something you was jealous of, you turned. That jinn took a part of you and brought your real true self out of you. And you turned jinn. And when you kill somebody, you're in hell. You brought the hell fire on you. And the only way you're going to get rid of it is to repent. So this is what 1,500,000,000 Muslims, we understand scripture different than you. Not to say that the Bible is not correct. I'm here to tell you, I read the Bible. I don't like to stay in it because it confuses people. But there's nothing wrong with revelation. Well, the Bible starts with Genesis. From Genesis to Revelation, there's nothing wrong with it. It's your interpretation. So I don't want nobody to say that Mirah Muhammad does not believe in the words that's in the Bible. It's your interpretation, because the men that interpret it think that you are unintelligent and you will accept that which is not reality, and they will keep you away from the real book. Now, in the Holy Quran, the closest thing to the Holy Quran is the Bible. It's simple math. Genesis to Revelation. The Quran is from Revelation to Hanas. So it's just an extension. It's just clearer that you don't have to learn algebra or how to add like you did when you was a kid on your fingers. You got machinery. Yeah, man made. Boom, 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 boom. That's 4,639 cents. Well, that's just a metaphor. But God don't count. He just creates. So he created us to be intelligent. So we got those five senses in the womb of our mother in triple darkness. Yeah, when you was in that womb, brother, you was in triple darkness. Just like our mother and father was in the earth in triple darkness. And Allah brought him out of there. And then now man want to take credit. He came from my ribs. Don't let nobody tell you that, sister, that God going to hurt someone to bring you about. And all he got to do is say, be and it is. I mean, that's not even common sense. But call this station, and I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to make you understand that we are one. You say it all the time. Yeah, where's the other half? Oh, he just stepped out. He'll be back. But we using words, but we don't understand why we use those words, brothers and sisters. If you ain't married, you a half a person. But God didn't create us to be no half. So Adam and Eve came here as one. One. So that means that earth that Allah was molding and shaping, it was male and female. Can you conceive that in your mind? Then tell me, where did Eve come from? There wasn't no two molds. Or in one mold, God didn't need no two molds. And so what did he do? He breathed into that some of his spirit, and he said, I created one soul. Isn't that beautiful? He didn't say, I created two souls. He said, I created one soul. So, brother, you can't run a company and be all masculine, because you will destroy the country, the corporation. You will abuse people. You will hurt people's feelings. You have no sensitivity. The order to run a country, order to run a community, in order to run your social life with your family, you got to be male and female. Yeah, so God knew, brother, it's going to take you time to learn that. So he stuck your other half with you, so she can tell you with your masculine self, wait, baby, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Well, he needs to get out of this corporation. Well, how is his family going to eat? How are you punishing the children? Yeah, I didn't think of that. But give him a break. See, that's the female side. I'm going to knock that woman out the way she talked to me. And your senses kick in. That angel on your right side. Yeah, did you know you had two angels that was given to you in the womb of your mother? Hopefully we talk about that tonight. Angel was on the right and angel on the left. So the angel said, wait a minute, brother. Go tell that woman you asked her to forgive you for the way you talked to her. That's that feminine side. Well, I'm going to hug my baby. And I'm going to have love for the baby. No, I'm going to treat him like a dog. Make him tough and rough. And that woman said, oh, wait a minute. Maybe when they come 9 years old, but right now, I got to put love in those children. or they'll never get it. They'll never get back one full. They'll never get back age 3, 4, 5. I give them love and affection. Oh, yeah, you're right. You can't do this by yourself. Allah didn't create us to be separated. He created us with one soul. And I made it male and female so they can penetrate the world with children. Oh, you didn't know that. We got an hour. And if it pleases God, I'm going to see if I can expand on what I just told you. One, your 5 senses that supersedes all those degrees. 2, you come from your father, Adam, who was born in heaven, that you know your parents was born in heaven, but you put more emphasis on today's father. But you don't want to know your original father. That's how they're able to trick you. And who is this Satan that walks around you every day? Well, let me leave this with you. If Satan is a creature, and you in China, and he's in there, and you in Mexico, and he's there, and you in Tokyo, and he's there, and you in Russia, and he's there, you in Saudi Arabia, and he's there, you in England, he's there, you here in America, he's there. Oh, how the hell did this creature get everywhere? How could he come through my left and my right and my front and back of this thigh? It's 8 billion of us. So where is this guy, Casper the Ghost? I don't think Casper the Ghost could get over to China in a matter of seconds because you moving every second. He's in you. Makes sense now, doesn't it? Because he's in every one of us. You got a jinn, I got a jinn, 1.8 billion people got a jinn. But can you allow it? Dope dealer, you dope addict, you child molester, don't know if you a man or a woman, can you handle your jinn? Say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, with followers of that salute and that tradition salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophets, as mentioned in the Bible as well as given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Rabbil alameen al-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asuli kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, we say that openly with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, because those are the words that Allah uses in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is understood by 1,500,000,000 Muslims, is the book that was written by God himself. You can't tamper with it. You can't read it without having good intentions, and your heart is pure, or you will not get the understanding. The Holy Quran is a book that was revealed to Muhammad, the prophet, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, 1,400 years ago. A human being that grew up amongst some of the most despicable peoples on the face of the planet Earth. Men that were walking around the Kaaba, butt naked, practicing idol gods. And yes, there was Christianity and Judaism. But they knew nothing about El Islam They knew nothing about a prophet. They didn't know even how to say As-salamu alaykum. For the Holy Quran was all new to them. That it was dominated by idol gods. For the Kaaba used to have over 160 gods. And in the book of Abraham, and we're not speaking about Abraham too much tonight, but I will tell you that when Abraham used to work with his father, what did his father do? He carved out gods out of wood. And 360 of them used to come once a year to celebrate in the Kaaba. And the book goes on and say that something didn't feel right, Abraham. Now, keep in mind, how could that not feel good with Abraham when his daddy believed in idol gods? Because Abraham is a perfect example of the nature of the human being. For Adam was created by God without man and woman, came through the earth, and God breathed into Adam his spirit. So Adam was operating by his nature. His nature allowed him to be a prophet to the world and a messenger of God to Allah. It was his nature to recognize that God was the Lord of all the worlds. Well, Abraham didn't come to that intellectual knowledge, but in his nature, something didn't feel right. You know, when you were part of things, when you was a little baby, a stranger come in the house and say, come here, little girl, you run the other way. Something in your nature said, that man is not right to me. That's our nature, not our intellect, because it hadn't been developed yet. So the baby is in tune with the nature. Did you know that you was in the class womb? Yes, in the womb of your mother was a classroom. Well, who was teaching you? God was teaching you. How could God teach you there? Well, what did you come out crying? Every human being, regardless what nationality, what country, what language, they all sound the same behind the wall. God's language. They cry. That's another sign that you ain't in charge. Allah is in charge. Now you teach it. If you are Latino, you're going to teach it Spanish. If you're Italian, you're going to teach them Italian. If you're America, you're going to teach them English. Whatever nationality, you now are going to mold and shape the female or the male's mind as a child. But the child comes to you educated. You don't have to teach the child how to sneeze, how to breathe, how to open their eyes. No, you don't have to teach the child how to hear, how to swallow. Even the child knows when it's full, it'll push you away or mug you in your face. They'll throw the bottle out the crib, but it's you that pushes food on the child, and that's why some people have obesity child, because you won't follow the nature in which God has created. You didn't teach them how to go to the bathroom, but they can't call you, so they cry. So as you change that diaper, they shut up. Why? Because they was born in the womb. They come from paradise, where it was heaven. Sit that child on your chest, and it's like it being back in your womb. It lays there very comfortably. It could be a whole lot of noise around. You don't disturb that child because you didn't disturb it when it was in the womb. So they back in the womb. That's why you were given intuity, which is intuition. And you are able to do things naturally. You don't have to, a little girl can have a child at 12 years old and still not take care of that baby. It comes naturally. And you can't have a child until you come on your menstrual. So back then, you was a woman when you came on your menstrual. Why? Because you were able to have children. Today's mind is so messed up that men will take women, just abuse them, so we have to protect our child and can't let them get married at 10, 11, 12 because they had their menstrual. But back then, it wasn't messed up like it is. You said, Marad, that sounds weird. Well, let me tell you what sounds weirder. Because back then, it wasn't no religion. Back then, it wasn't no nationality. back then, they knew God was one. Now, how the hell today you in the 21st century and you think God got a son and God looks like Jesus and God, you got to go through a man to get to your Lord. And yet he's closer than your jugular vein. So don't tell me what's weird. Because back then there was moral. It was man that went crooked and God had to send messengers here to teach us. But you don't accept the messengers. So all of a sudden you got locked into Jesus. Because he came out of the womb of a Mary without the aid of a man. Whoa, that is spectacular. So the scientists, the diabolical mind said we could trick them. Let's make him God. Came through a womb of a female. You ever looked up your tunnel? Well, what month did he come through it? Why you was menstruating? Well, why he had to come through something he created? That don't make no common sense, but they got you believing it. Grown man and woman with all these degrees, and they got you hooked. And you got away from the pattern that God put you on. And then you wonder why you're catching hell. Now, God didn't tell you to leave this world. He said you will be tried and tested all the way to your grave. Who going to test you? Satan testing you. You want to commit suicide and get away from here, you coward. Well, you got to pay the price. So you took Jesus. Where did he come from? Out of the womb of a female. Anybody tell you apes come out of there? Monkeys come out of there? Only human beings come out of there. That makes Jesus a human being, whether you like it or not. But if it's so spectacular, didn't Mary have to open her legs? Didn't Mary have to come from her mother's womb? Didn't Mary have to come from the seed of her father to be Mary? So what changed Jesus? Oh, I know. She didn't need no man. Now, brothers and sisters, the righteous Jews believe that. The Christians believe that, whether they're righteous or not. And the Muslims believe that in Islam. So we're not saying that's untrue, but let's put it in perspective. If that's such a great deal, then why you ain't praising your father? No one opened their legs to bring your mother and father to life. God willed the earth. That supersedes Jesus. But what does God say? I don't need you, fool. You unintelligent individual. I will whatever I will. This. But you say you believe in God and you lessen God by not giving God the credit that he can will whatever he chooses to will when he wills it. That's what's puzzling. And this is what got the worst sin. The worst sin, because it says all through scripture, I am a jealous God. The worst sin, I know, the sin is that you try to kill your wife. Now, ain't the worst sin, brother. Because you're going to pay in this world because man going to make you pay. Oh, the worst sin, I had sex with somebody's wife. Oh, you're going to pay for it because the husband going to get you. But what is the worst sin with God? Don't bring him down here to this filthy earth that you chose to put a person besides him and give him a son. And make Jesus God. That's a major sin. Don't want to tell you that. So Allah's punishment is severe. You see earthquakes. Men die, women die, children die. You see earthquakes. You see 9/11. But who suffers? Because they gone. Allah didn't make them suffer. He just took them out of their nature. Their soul was pulled from that earth. You've seen earth flying in the air and earth going down to earth. but he don't kill his human being. See, but you don't know God, because they don't want you to know God. So that's why they sell you idol gods. Yeah, you put the cross around your neck, just like Abraham's father. You put the cross on the wall, just like Abraham's father. Why? Because it's made out of gold today. He didn't have gold then, but he was making crosses and wolves and dogs and animals. They was idol gods. You are now practicing idol gods. That you take a face and shame the rest of the race and said, this is Jesus, the Son of God with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a pale face. This is stupidity. This is not intelligent. God's close to you than your jugular vein. How the hell he doing on your wall? But this is what they say, because the preachers are getting wealthy. They hung up. Satan got them. It's their ego. They always wanted to have power. Always wanted 25 cars and jets that worth $100 million. And you live in the ghetto. So you get punished through your children. Give me the most cold-blooded, calculated mother or father. Stick a gun to their head. Kill me. I'm willing to die, but put it to their baby's head. Oh, now they crying. Baby is being molested by men that you told them he is next to God. So he tells your little 9-year-old child to bend over. He tricked you. But you sweeping under the rug. Oh, brothers and sisters, I could tell you so much of these things that is happening in front of you, and then you wonder why we don't have anything. Because God said, I help those who help themselves. And just so happened, we came through hell, and we won't help ourselves. So Abraham, to the understanding that this can't be God. So when the companions went in there and saw all these gods broken up, they went to Abraham's father and they said, who tore up our gods? That's your son, Abraham. Y'all call him Abraham. Abraham, that's your father, that's your son. He said, go get my son. He said, Abraham, tore up all these gods. And it's in the Bible, similar to what's in the Quran. Abraham said, ask the big God. He left the most outstanding God, the tall God. He said, you know my God can't talk. Don't you sassing me, Abraham. He said, your God can't talk? And Abraham left. So Abraham wanted to find God. And the book goes on, he saw the sun go out, come out. And he watched the sun rise, and he said, oh, that's my God. And the sun set. Now just listen. Not your Jesus that walk around here and bleed and get sick and can die. He ain't talk about man. He saw God's creation. He said, that's my God. Until it set. He said, oh, God does not set. He saw the stars. He said, that's my God. Until it set. He saw the moon and thought that was God. And then the book goes on to say he went down to his knees and put his head on the earth and said, oh, my Lord, I don't praise the sun, the moon, the stars. I created who created the moon, the stars, and the sun. That's my God. and all through Scripture, he is known as the second father to the human being. Now, why does Scripture call him the second father? Because he didn't call none of the other ones father, including Abraham, Moses. How about Lot? Jesus wasn't called the father. Hell, y'all gave him the son. Well, why is Abraham called the father? Well, brothers and sisters, let me just share this with you. Because everything we do in our rituals is just to make us be repetition in our obedience to God. We go down, as I said to you earlier, and put our head on the womb that gave us our birth, like we was in the baby of our mother. Don't fault us that that's the way we bow to God. Because when you put your head down on the rug, that means all your knowledge. When you begging God, you ain't standing upright. You down there praying to your Lord as if you was in the womb. When you was praying without this world, you was nothing of this world, and that's the way you was in the womb. So the Muslims go down to the womb. Yes, because that's where our mother and father came out, in the womb of the earth. And we don't call it Father Earth. What do you call it, Murad? Mother Earth. Everything that we need in mankind has come from the earth. Allah created us in the earth. You can't see in that womb, but there's a child being born, just like you can't see how them vegetables grow. In the darkness, it's not you, man. He grows a little seed, and here come a bush. A mustard seed grows all those bushes with that little seed. Is God not talking to you? In the same rain that comes down, because you can't water the earth. The ground don't get no water, you can't grow. If you don't get no knowledge, water is knowledge. It can't grow. And then look at all the other things that come out of earth. Flowers, fruit, vegetables. To your likeness, you have nothing to do with God. In the earth, in darkness, is where he creates. The child comes out of triple darkness in the womb. Know nothing of this world. So it's created intelligence. It's you that change the intelligence. It's you that give them your language. Well, that baby is like clay. You can teach it Spanish, Italian, French. By the time it's 6 years old, it'll speak five languages if you teach it to them. That's how intelligent it is. You're the one that thinks the baby is slow. The baby is not slow at all. It comes in this world very intelligent. But what man do is kill those five senses. So you don't read no more. You just accept whatever man tells you. And Jesus is nailed to the cross, which that's not true. But you went for it. And then he says, Oh Lord, forgive them for they not know what they do. Well, what law is he calling you? Okay, Mariah, he's not the Lord no more. He's the Son. You ain't wonder why the preacher ain't going to tell you about the jinn, because you ain't intelligent enough. He don't want you to know that you can handle that jinn. And so we the Muslims and El-Islam, you a Muslim too. You just don't know it. So Adam is called the father of the intellectual mind of all nations. Because he didn't have no prophet coming to him. How did he get it with all these idol gods that he grew up with? It didn't disturb him. So he went and searched and found God on his own. So that's a message to you, brothers and sisters, that you got no excuse in the final day. Because look how Abraham found God without man. But what did he read? See, when we say read, I know you go to the book. No, read is creation. Because that's what he told Muhammad the prophet. Read in the name of the Lord that created. He never told him he was the Lord of all the world. He said, read in the name of your Lord that created, because Muhammad the prophet told him he couldn't read. Most of y'all think he couldn't read because he was unintelligent. No, he couldn't read because there wasn't no piece of paper there. You know, go in your classroom, teachers, and say to your student, okay, I want you to read Genesis number 42, chapter 1. Excuse me. Yes. I can't read. Oh, nobody taught you how to read. There's no paper. There's no book. What am I going to read? Oh, you got it now. So Muhammad couldn't read. But Allah said, read in the name of your Lord that created. And most brothers and sisters would say that he said, Iqra three times. No, no, read your Holy Quran. It says one time. I tell you, I'm a student of Imam Wallace Muhammad. Allah put him here as a mercy. So I read the Quran not the way everybody else wants you to see it. These fake jokers walking around call themselves imams, and they don't understand what they're reading. But every word in the Quran, if you can study in Arabic, stop trying to read Arabic. Study the word that God gives you and use it in your everyday life and go to the next one and the next one and the next word and watch your life will change. But if you just running words off, who cares about it, brother? Want me to give you words? Allah's the God. Allahu Akbar. We got five pillars in El Asar. Allahu Akbar. We don't bow to no one but God. Allahu Akbar. We're going to take heads. Allahu Akbar. Oh, you didn't hear that, did you? You just reciting. Allahu Akbar. I heard him say he's going to take heads. I ain't say a word. Ain't no Allahu Akbar about that. You see, and that's who you are. You just reciting. You just reciting. You're not using it. You're supposed to be obedient to God, but you beat your wife. You're supposed to be obedient to God, but you mistreat your wife. You're supposed to be obedient to God, but you don't even take care of your children. You don't even talk to your children. You don't want nothing out of life. You don't want to be married. But you say you're obedient to God. You think God going to help you. No, you operating on your intelligence to survive. But you ain't serving God. God threw a right hand. God didn't move you out the way. You slipped it. That was your senses saying, I better get out of the way of this. You hit bullets, you jump on the ground. The bullet shoots over you. That's intelligent. Wonder where that bullet come. Bam! You got hit in the head. You can't blame God, man, on your stupidity. So everything we do has a meaning to it in El-Islam. And so Abraham became the intellectual mind of the human being. Allah gave him to us as an example. So we call him the Father. But he's not our biological father. Adam is our biological father by nature. Adam is his father. But why do we call him father? Because of his intellectual mind, of his intelligence. So in Fatiha, there's seven levels. But let's just deal with Ar-Rahman Rahim. The mercy. The mercy is the love for our mother. The mercy is to be obedient to our mother. The mercy is knowing that our mother could have flushed it down the toilet. The mercy is that our mother fed us and cleaned us when we was dirty and nursed us back to health. That's the first mercy. But you'll get stuck right there. But Allah is training you to love him because now you have to follow Abraham. Why? Because Abraham loved his father. His father taught him about idol gods. Just like your father teach you Christianity. Just like your father teach you all kinds of religion. But that is no excuse because you got to read it for yourself. So Abraham had to leave the man he loved, was his father, to find God for himself. That means he left his mama. There was no need, common sense say, if he left the father, he left the mama. So the second part of the Fatiha is what? Ar-Rahman Rahim. Well, why two mercies? God repeating himself? No, because you got now come into the intellectual mind. So you got to cut that navel cord of you being a child, of you being so in love with your mama that you can't understand right from wrong. Now you learn that God is great. Greater than your father, greater than your children, greater than your friend, greater than your mama, while brother is greater than you. Now you're learning. Now you read. So you got to read God's creation, and then you'll find out what the angels are here for. Well, let me tell you what God says. I created you to serve my human beings. Well, that's strong. So we the Muslims know that we got two angels. Where are they? They sit on your shoulder. You heard the saying, what's in the dark will soon come to the light. Yeah, your portfolio will be read to you in the day, final day of judgment, because that angel writes everything you think you're doing in the dark. So we the Muslims, we say, As-salamu alaykum, rahmatu Allah. Who are we giving this greetings to? It's the angel on the right. Oh, I thought y'all was just going through a ritual. As-salamu alaykum, rahmatu Allah. So we give the angel on the left. Yeah, we greet our angels every time we make prayer, thanking Allah that he gave us angels. See what happens when you come into the knowledge? God created the human being above the angels. It only means that the human being, brothers and sisters, was created in the excellence of this nature, the excellence of your nature. We got freedom of judgment. Freedom of judgment. The angels do not have freedom of judgment. The angels got to wait for God to make a judgment. They sit and wait for the will of God. We human do not sit, and we don't wait. We make our own judgment. The angel is not like the human being, because the angels don't have to be tested by sexual pleasure. They ain't tested by desires. They're not tested by symbols. They are tested by hunger. They ain't tested by ignorance. They ain't tested by intelligence. The angel is not passed like that, but we are. For we human beings have a limit to our ability to make that judgment. It makes us different than the angels. The angels obey God without thinking. The human being don't think about it at all. We just make our decisions. The angels carry the will of God out with not thinking. We do not. Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace upon him, brothers and sisters, that's what made him the seal of the prophet, because he walked amongst the downloaded trot people. The intelligent people, he walked amongst all of this stupidity and corruption. He never gave up. He became the mercy to all humanity. Muhammad the prophet, 1,500,000,000 Muslims represent the downtrodden people, the low-lifed people. The Jalia, Muhammad the prophet had to deal with the Jalia, the low-lifed people. Why did God send them? He wasn't like Moses, and who had to pull himself away from the trance and the test. Muhammad the Prophet represents us. He's steadfast. He fought to bring about a new day in society. He didn't leave the community. He stood strong with the community. Did that make him less than the other prophets? No, brothers and sisters. That made him above the other prophets. Why? Because every prophet from Adam to Jesus to Abraham is in Muhammad. So he's the seal. There ain't no more coming. But Allah gave you one that had the same nature that you have, that you can see it now and touch it. Oh, I'll never be like Jesus. He's a supernatural. I'll never be like Abraham, who had two wives and two sons as a prophet and an illegitimate child. I'll never be like Noah. Moses, who spread the Red Sea, I'll never be like him. Allah sent you one that grew up amongst you and said, now what is your excuse? Tell Muhammad that you're a mortal human being just like them. Oh, no more would you ever think that God had a son. And where did Allah send Muhammad? To Bethlehem? To Egypt? To Saudi Arabia? Where did he send them? Why, brother, go to China and just listen. I ain't say listen to their language. Listen how they make prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-Din. Go to Italy. Don't listen to their language. But listen how they pray. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-Din. Go to Russia. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm ad-Din. Go to Poland. Go to Spain. Go to Panama. Go to Turkey. Go to Saudi Arabia. Iraq. Come to America. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Who did that? How is it in every language around the globe speaks the word of the Holy Quran? There's no act to take credit for the language of the Quran, for they had to learn it. And whoever thought that this so-called American Negro that suffered the bounds of suffering, that with the 400 years of slavery, being oppressed by the oppressor, that looks like us, walk like us, talk like us, bleed like us, is he not a human being? Yes, he is. But he castrated our brothers. He raped our mothers. He hung our fathers. 400 years we suffered worse than anyone on the face of the planet. Why did a God choose us? Oh, I know. Because what happened to the Jewish people for 70 years You can put 70 in 400 years. How many times, brother, you can't get 400 years and 70 years of their suffering? But they didn't lose their language, their culture, their God, their personality. Why, brother, they follow Moses and Abraham. And they dominate today. Why did God choose us? Because we suffered? No, because if he did, you'll be out there bragging. Oh, we suffered worse than you. That's why God chose us. Oh, we was castrated. We was hung. No! Oh, I don't want that. He chose you because if you look in your heart, if you look in your heart, none of us is trying to get revenge. All we want to do is pray to our Lord and be successful in the world. And today, the so-called American Negroes that was kidnapped and robbed and traded from Africa came to North America. And our mothers and fathers, if they would come back, they would hide the Holy Ghost. You know why, brothers and sisters? Because over here, we say, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, our Rahman, the Rahim, Maliki Yomadim. Yaka nobudu yaka stain. Adina sarata mustikin. Salatan adina antu alayhim. Garam magdu bi alayhim wa lam. And we speak English. But we speak the words of God. On the Holy Quran, we make our prayer. And the Fatiha prayer is called the opening prayer. It opens your mind to God's creation and makes you to engage in that creation. And I'm here to tell you my success in the world is the will of God. Muhammad the Prophet is known all over the world because he didn't come to one place. He didn't come to one group of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them for all humanity. For all humanity. But you don't know them. And you don't want to get to know them. And they don't want you to know them. Allah says, read. There's no man can come that powerful around the world without my will and never left the east. We are connected by birth. If you heard the Adam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, it touches your nature. You can't define it intellectually, but it sounds good to your soul. Because why? We're Muslims and those are gods where ain't no man on the face of the planet that was born from Adam to Muhammad can take credit for the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the will of God. But where was the Holy Quran before you begin to read it physically? Well, let's ask Muhammad the Prophet's wife. Aisha, who is your husband? Well, he's a human walking Quran. That means our nature is like Muhammad the Prophet's nature. The Quran is written on our hearts. In our nature when we was created. This is why we can grasp that religion and come back to El-Islam. El-Islam is the only religion that God chose. It says right there. First it tells you, I didn't come here. I didn't come here. Teach you religion. That's what Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He ain't come here to teach us religion. But one after us will teach us our